This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, reporting from WMUR in Manchester, New Hampshire. As we've been reporting through much of the fall and the early start of the winter, the New Hampshire primary has been unusually quiet this election cycle, with fewer ad dollars spent and fewer candidates spending time in the state.
That all ends today. The candidates are leaving Iowa and trading Hawkeyes for granite and arriving in New Hampshire for the final push ahead of next week's primary, which is why Anthony is in New Hampshire today. And Anthony, you just came from a Mitt Romney town hall at Manchester Central High, where the 2008 Republican presidential candidate made some news, right?
That's right. Mitt Romney picked up the endorsement from John McCain, who, as you said, was his party's nominee in 2008. He accompanied Romney into a gym crowded with media, a lot of media, and a crowd that I would say filled about half the gym, and delivered. It was sort of like a homecoming for a New Hampshire favorite son, seeing McCain there. But he delivered what was a pretty rousing endorsement for Mitt Romney.
What in particular did he say?
Well, he said New Hampshire is the state that will catapult Mitt Romney onto victory in a very short period of time. He then delivered a pretty impassioned speech that sounded a lot like a reprise from his own presidential campaign back in 2008. He laid out his case, why President Obama has failed the country, let his supporters down, and made the case that Mitt Romney is the guy to pick up the reins and get this country working again. That was pretty much the message.
I imagine that Mitt Romney himself standing by John McCain's side must have been beaming. I mean, he won by just 8 votes in Iowa last night in the caucuses. So how did the New Hampshire crowd respond to his return to the Granite State?
Well, Mitt Romney was beaming. He had big dark circles under his eyes, not surprising. I think he got in to New Hampshire in the wee hours this morning. He talked about last night being a squeaker in Iowa and appealed to the crowd to help him win bigger in New Hampshire. In terms of how the crowd responded, I've got to say, I would have expected after such a close result last night in Iowa that there would have been a lot more enthusiasm. The gym was about half full. People seemed interested. There was polite applause. There wasn't standing ovations. And we talked to a few people coming in, and some of the people actually said they're interested. It's a new race, given what happened in Iowa. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting in the next week as this week moves forward.
Did Romney return to what seems to be one of his favorite stump speech targets, and that is, of course, President Obama?
Absolutely. He basically took a big jab at President Obama. He accused him of essentially being a sort of European-style socialist. Let's listen to a bit of what he said today in Manchester.
I think he's inspired by those European-style social welfare states and believes that the purpose of government is in part to take from some people to give to others. And the methodology to pursue that strategy is to promote envy as opposed to ambition.
So if he spoke about Obama, Anthony, does that mean that Mitt Romney is basically not talking about the fact that he may have won in Iowa, but won over Rick Santorum by that squeaker of a margin, as you said?
Yeah, he's really keeping the focus on Obama, and that's pretty much been his strategy all along. Look, I think if you're Mitt Romney, you're saying a win is a win. He won it in Iowa. On the other hand, it was really a divided verdict. So that same bugaboo that has sort of been haunting him all the while, that is, he just sort of can't quite close the deal. There are still a lot of people out there looking for the non-Mitt candidate. I think that's the job he still has ahead of him, even though he's got the advantage of a lot of money, a lot of endorsements, and is clearly favored to win New Hampshire.
Well, and some of those voters are evangelical Christians and social conservatives who find or might see former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum as their man. Now, Santorum is scheduled to be in New Hampshire this evening, I believe, in Brentwood. Does he think he has a chance in the Granite State?
Well, here's the thing. Santorum, of course, as you say, is a favorite of evangelical Christians and social conservatives. There are many, many fewer of them in New Hampshire. But I think what Santorum is hoping to do is to get through New Hampshire with a credible showing. And then as the race moves south to South Carolina and Florida, he's going to be in much friendlier ground. Again, you know, he's up against quite a Romney juggernaut when it comes to organization and money. Still, he has sort of thrown the gauntlet down. He has shown that there is a desire within the Republican Party for someone other than Mitt Romney. And so we'll see where he can take that.
Now, the other candidate who went up to New Hampshire early this morning is former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And you went to a Gingrich town hall in Concord. What was that like?
Boy, that was interesting. I don't think Newt Gingrich could have found a smaller room if he had tried, but we were packed into a small conference room in a hotel in Manchester. And really, he just said his job is very simple, to make a contrast between a Massachusetts moderate and a Reagan conservative. He says, he has been a consistent conservative ideologue from the get-go, while he accused Romney of flip-flopping, being an independent, being a moderate, this pushing for Romney care, on and on and on. And here's the zinger that he offered today.
If you want to truly change Washington, D.C., somebody who failed totally to change Boston may not be the right person. I mean, if you listen to Romney's explanation of why he had to pick liberal judges, why he had to have state-paid abortions, why he had to put up with Planned Parenthood being in Romney care, I mean, you go down a list of things, they all are how he accommodated Boston, not how he changed it.
Interesting. Now, Anthony, it wasn't that long ago where Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney were neck and neck in all the polls, but he finished fourth in Iowa. So does he have a chance now in New Hampshire?
I'm not sure. I mean, that remains to be seen. What he does have is a terrific opportunity this coming weekend. There's a big debate at WMUR, so he's going to have a chance to lay out this debate and make his case. And if there are those voters looking for someone other than Mitt Romney, they're going to have another chance to have a close look at Newt Gingrich, at Rick Santorum, as well as Ron Paul.
Now, Anthony, as you also know, this morning Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the race. She's hardly been a presence at all in New Hampshire, so I gather that's not going to affect what's the Granite State primary. Do you sense that it might have an effect on further primaries after New Hampshire?
Quite possibly. I mean, what people say, you know, what people are saying here is Iowa doesn't elect presidents. Iowa and New Hampshire winnow the field, and Michelle Bachmann dropping out is evidence of that. Interestingly, Newt Gingrich said, Michelle Bachmann is dropping out. The field is winnowing. That means her supporters are going to come to Gingrich or Santorum. So those folks who are stuck in the lower numbers of support are going to be able to bring them up. That's one of their routes toward challenging Mitt Romney. We'll see if that gets borne out.
Now, Anthony, I have to say that while I miss having you here in the studio, it's great talking to you up in New Hampshire.
Well, great talking to you, and it's fun to be up here, I got to say, Magna.
You're going to come back a little later in the hour, right?
Yeah, we'll be back a bit later in the hour to talk with WMUR political analyst James Pindle, who we've had on our program a few times. He'll be talking about what we can expect from the candidates over the last few days as we move toward the primary next Tuesday.
All right, that's a little later in the hour. But up next, a controversial dismissal at Harvard University over comments made in an Indian newspaper by a Harvard instructor. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.